is the Duffin Up Podcast. What's going on, Duff Daddies and Duff Mamas? Brendan Monroe here, and welcome to an all-new episode of the Duffin Up Podcast. We have a really, really great treat for you today. Josh Mayer joined us for about an hour to talk everything golf, about his TikTok and his YouTube channel, and how he has really been able to take all of this social media aspect by storm and really bring the game of golf to a different type of audience with his unbelievable different areas that he's really been able to kind of conquer on here, whether it is DIY clubs or his par fours with all different types of objects. He's really been an unbelievable force in the golf world on TikTok, on YouTube, on Instagram. He's been a really, really great person to see on there. And he's an even better guy as well. So without further ado, I give you Josh Mayer.
All right, Duff Daddies and Duff Mamas, welcome back to another episode. And for tonight's guest, we have on the man, the myth, the legend, 1.5 million TikTok followers, the creator of the par four with pretty much anything you could ever find in your garage, and also the DIY club master. Give it up, everyone, for Josh Mayer.
Wow, my man.
Wow.
That was Josh, how are you doing tonight?
I'm chilling, man. I'm doing great.
That's great. Oh my God. I just want to go on record that before we started recording, there is no one I would rather call me Chooch than Josh Mayer. He is the fourth person I ever followed on TikTok. It's kind of fanboying, right now. So it's an honor to have you on, Josh. Thanks for calling me Chooch. My night has been made, and you already seem like a cool guy. Can't wait to talk to you.
Is that what everybody calls you, Chooch?
It's a funny story. My girlfriend called me Chooch, which actually in Italian, I'm not Italian at all, but means jackass or idiot.
Okay.
And so she just, every time I did something stupid, she'd say, Hey Chooch, you know, whatever. And so I took it and I ran with it, and boy, did she hate that. And so now it just stuck. Chooch, whatever.
Well, I figured that was your name down in the little thing. I figured if you didn't want to be called that, you probably wouldn't have that as your Zoom name. So
you got to roll with it, right?
There it is.
So thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Josh. Question number one. What has Patrick Starr ever done to you that he does not get as much love with SpongeBob does for a ball?
Tell you what, I mean, I guess SpongeBob's the star of the show, so I can't be giving love to Patrick when I got SpongeBob out there. I don't even know if they make Patrick balls either. So
it would be unbelievable if they made like a SpongeBob Patrick Squidward one, and you just came in like randomly, absolutely randomly, and you were just like Squidward ball for the kids, and people
just out of nowhere.
What just happened?
People just lose their minds.
Those balls would sell. Little kids would buy those.
Patrick balls.
Squidward, Plankton.
I mean, I would buy those.
Absolutely. How many SpongeBob balls do you have?
So I had one for a while. Like I found that I originally started it. I found one just like randomly in my bag, and did like that first video. And then it kind of kept rolling. It was getting a lot more popular. And I was like, dang, if I ever lose the SpongeBob ball, like it's a lot of content down the drain there. You know, a lot of like people are wanting me to keep playing with stuff. So I ended up finding a website. Somebody actually sent it to me, like through a DM. They were like, yo, check out this website. They got mad SpongeBob balls. It was like Golf Balls Direct or something like that. So I ended up buying like a pack of 12. So I think I got like 10 of them right now, but
that's unbelievable.
Hopefully I won't lose all of them. That's kind of my
that's impressive to only lose two so far with all the different, you know, instruments you use to play golf with. I mean, geez, who knows where they could go, but,
Got to look extra hard for those when you hit them right and left.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. Typically, I'm just letting balls rot. I'm just like, I'm not going to drive over there and find that one. But for SpongeBob balls, I go out of my way for those, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 11 out of the 12, if I was playing those, would either be in the woods, nowhere to be found, or at the bottom of a pond. So well done, only losing two so far. That's unbelievable. But Josh, I know you started off on TikTok and you started doing a little bit of the trick shots and everything like that. But my biggest question right now is, how did you get into golf And what age did you start playing? And why did you start playing?
Mm.
So that's three questions. So you can kind of go just like bang, bang, bang.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm a smart guy, you know.
Oh boy.
Questions home here. I'm trying to think. So I guess I got my first set of clubs when I was like 14. My dad, his one buddy was like a golf pro. And I had been talking about golf a little bit. So he was like, oh, let's get you a set of clubs. So I talked to his golf pro buddy. They ordered me a set. I think they were, what even were they? Maybe not Henry Griffiths, but like they were Tommy Grammer or something like that.
Tommy These, Armors. Tommy Armor the thirds. Oh, Tommy let's Armors. Go.
So I got to say, I said Tommy Armors. They were the ones with like the super like flex shafts. They had the, like every club was a hybrid somehow. I got a set of those when I was like 14. I played a little bit then, like with my brother, kind of on and off, just messing around. We lived like close to a golf course, so I'd hop on there, play a few holes every once in a while, go to the range, mess around. I played a little bit in high school and a little bit in college, just kind of same thing, just like screwing around with my buddies, nothing too serious. And then when I graduated college, I started playing a little bit more, got a little more, you know, a couple times every week. A lot of the buddies were going out and playing and stuff. I played baseball in college, so I didn't want to like ruin my baseball swing playing golf. I played a lot more after college and kind of just started making a little content, doing some trick shots here and there, started to get the ball rolling. I was thinking, hey, you know, I love golf. I like playing, so might as well try and make some content around it. And that's kind of where we're at now, I guess.
That's all awesome, right, man. That's awesome. Yeah. If you can tell, you're with three very mediocre golfers right now as well. So don't worry. Yeah. Mike is probably the best out of all of us.
It's hard not to catch that golf bug.
Golf is like the most addicting game out there for sure. All it takes is just like one shot every single round that you could shoot like a 120, but you've like one nice, like 7-iron onto the green and you're coming back at least like three more times.
You have one putt over 15 feet and you're just like, yes, like I love this right now. This came out of nowhere. It's for double bogey, but that doesn't matter. Let's go.
100%.
Josh, 100%. Do you ever golf 18 with like a full deck, like 14 clubs ready to go that you like hand selected? I feel like you're always battling out there, just making it so hard on you
with like posters and stuff. I typically get rounds in with actual clubs. Yeah. I guess contrary to what most people think. If you looked at my bag right now, there's a lot of random stuff in there. There's some clubs from like the 1800s. Like Legos in there. There's like, I just built one. It's like a 1 foot long club. I put a grip on it. That's in there.
The Kevin Hart one, right?
Yeah. The Kevin Hart club. Yeah.
When you called out Kevin Hart on that, I freaking lost it, dude. Yeah, I lost it on that one.
I was trying to do a little clout farming there. I was hoping he'd hit me up or something, but got no one. People tagged him in that too. I was hoping maybe he'd respond to it, but
Damn. All right, I got a question for you. What's the most pleasantly surprising great object or instrument that you've ever used that you were like, oh, this is never going to work, or this is going to be miserable, and you're like, oh, this actually isn't too bad? And then what's the one where you're like, I am never going to use that again?
I played with the one for like surprisingly good, a propane tank. I played with a propane tank. And I think just because of the fact that it's like, you know, it's, I don't know what are propane tanks made out of, like metal, aluminum.
Hollow.
Well, yeah, it's hollow. It's got some pressure in it. It wasn't like totally full at the time, but it's still, you know, it's got some pressure in it and you know, the ball bounces off. It's got some bounce on it. The propane tank actually did pretty well, surprisingly. And then one that really sucked.
He's putting He's putting his life at risk.
Yeah, with the propane tank. I thought about after that, after playing with the propane tank, that was a little bit dangerous. Like it could have exploded. Like a bunch of people said that in the comments, and like, yo, this guy's like asking to get his head blown off. I'm like, kinda, yeah. Like that could have been pretty ugly. But I'm trying to think, what was the second part of the question? I guess.
The one you would never play with again. It was horrible.
The one I never played with again. Probably a toaster. The toaster was the worst. There was the toaster that I had was kind of one, but it had a like a metal plate on the bottom, and there was only like two little screws that held it in. And after like the third hit, the metal plate broke off. And so I was hitting it on like plastic and all these like little random like metal pieces and stuff. So just did not work out too well.
Oh my God. All right. So when you're at, is this like your home course? Are you a member there, or cause it's always on the same course, right? The one you're doing.
Yeah. Typically on the same for the most part. I'm not a member there. It's actually, so it's a course. My mom lives in like the neighborhood right next to it. It's where I grew up. So
yeah,
it's a public course. Nobody, it's not like a private country club. She doesn't like live on the course or whatever, but, the neighborhood that she lives in is like backed up against the second hole. So basically what I do for pretty much every video, unless I'm like playing around, I'll just hop in like the little cul-de-sac on the side of my mom's neighborhood and then just hop on the one hole, the second hole, which is the same hole I play. And just hopefully nobody's out there, or if they are, I just hop in between, you know, the rounds or whatever and try and get in and out pretty quick. But I'm pretty sneaky when I'm out there too. I'm like, you know, I'm hiding behind trees. I'm ducking, I'm dodging, I'm weaving. You know, it's
the cool neighbors stuff. Looking through the window, like, what's this guy doing with his propane tank going on the golf?
Yo, course? I'll tell you what, there is one lady, there's a like on the corner, like right where you can walk onto the second hole. There's a lady that lives there. I used to mow her grass actually, like every week. And a couple times, like I'm parked in front of her house like almost every other day. And there's been a couple times like I'll be pulling just random stuff out of my car, like propane tanks. I'm walking on the course and she'll be like looking out her window. And I'm always like, yo, at some point this lady is going to like either call the cops on me or call the course and like let them know, like, yo, this guy's doing some wild stuff out here on the second hole. But it hasn't happened. So we're chilling.
That
no one.
You give this guy, Josh, it's unbelievable. You give this guy like a tee time, like 2 days to prepare. I feel like there's no way you're shooting higher than par. Like your heart rate, you're going into this, like ducking behind trees, making sure you're timing this thing right. And then you're using the just unbelievable objects to get a golf ball in a hole. It's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the adrenaline's pumping when you're out there. It's, you know, it's game time for sure. I mean, when you're playing golf.
Has anyone from the course caught on, like, or seen your videos and they're like, hey, wait, that's that. And then they see you on the course with a toaster oven or something like that.
And I don't, nobody's ever like, there's been a couple times. There was one time a guy actually snagged my SpongeBob ball. I was playing, they were coming up behind me. I forget what I was playing with, but, I was hiding. I kind of just stepped off. I was going to let him play through. My SpongeBob ball was still out there on the fairway. I just let it rock. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm just standing here. Somebody's going to pick it up. I'll at least see him, whatever. So these guys drive up, they hit their balls. And the one guy drives over and is like looking at the ball and picks it up. And I yell, I'm like, hey, like, that's my ball. Just, you know, leave it there. And they look over at me, they hear me. And then the guy puts it right in his pocket and they just go, they're putting. And so, I run up after him. I'm like, yo, like, that's my SpongeBob. Like, you guys don't understand. Like, people are going to be upset if I don't have this SpongeBob ball to finish the hole with. And he was getting, the guy was like maybe a little power tripping a little bit. It was like, oh, you're out here, you know, trying to steal rounds and all this stuff. And so I ended up getting the ball back from him, which was fine, but he wasn't too happy with me. But he didn't like work at the course or anything, so it wasn't a big deal.
People, man.
But yeah, there's been a couple people that work at the course, just like the golf cart, like people, the golf cart attendants, or like somebody that works at the range stuff. And they've like recognized me, like, oh, you make the videos. I'm like, eh, like, kind of keep it quiet. Like, I'm not trying to like have anybody who actually could like, you know, kick me off or anything know about it. But yeah,
just don't tell the course pro. That's all.
Yeah. I try and stay away from anybody who would like get upset about it. Most of the other people are like, oh yeah, like, we watched the videos, man, that's sick. But yeah, the superintendent probably wouldn't be too happy with me like playing with a bunch of random stuff on his greens. So
yeah, I can imagine him after the pick, after you use the sledgehammer with the pickaxe side on the back, like he was probably like, so that really could have messed up my green.
But, for sure. Yeah, I try and I mean, I definitely do try and keep it as like golf etiquette as possible. I'm not sure. Sure. Like, but yeah, there are some things where it's just like, yeah, that's kind of out the window. So,
yeah. One of the things I wanted to talk about, because I know you kind of started out and it was much more of like doing trick shots at home and like kind of, you know, just kind of hanging out with the guys. Like, what made you decide to like just do like, hey, you know what? If someone asked me to play with a toaster, I'm just going to play a par four with the toaster real quick. Yeah. It might be fun.
There was a guy, he's a wakeboarder. It was right when like that's the feature that TikTok released where you could like respond to comments. Mm-hmm. Right when that came out, there was a kid who's like a wakeboarder. He like lives on a wake or on a lake and whatever. And he was doing that. People were commenting like, yo, wakeboard with a TV or wakeboard with a door or whatever. And he would do it. He would like build a wakeboard out of a door and he would go try and wakeboard with a door. And like, I remember thinking about that. I'm like, dang, this is awesome. Like, and it was blowing up. Every video was getting like 10 million views, whatever. And I was like, this is mad cool. Like, how could I do this with golf? And so I started out with I bought a slingshot off of Amazon. And so yes. I played a par four with a slingshot. That was, I found the SpongeBob ball in my bag that day, just went with it. And then I think I told people at the end of that video, they're like, hey, comment what you guys want to see me play par four with next. And then, yeah, just kind of rolling from there.
That's unbelievable. When did you kind of know that you were like, you know, holy shit, like this is a thing. Like this is going to be like we're going to get comments. We're going to get views. We're going to get all of this stuff. When did that like kind of just click where it's like, yeah, we're all in on this.
Yeah. I played with I think it was like the third or fourth video I did in that like series. I played with a pool cue.
I remember that one. Yeah. You said yeah. You found it like in your garage, yeah. Right? Just randomly.
Yeah. So it was my father-in-law's friend and he found it in his garage or something. And like, I called my father. I'm like, hey, do you have a pool cue? He's like, I don't, but I'm with my buddy and I'll ask him. And like, he ended up having one. So I went over, grabbed it quick and like ran to the course and played a par four with it. And then, yeah, that night or the next day, whenever I posted it, I think it maybe went to like 3 million views. And that was when I was like, all right, like there's a little bit something there. And then the next one got a little bit bigger and the next one got a little bit bigger and just kind of kept the same format and kept rolling from there. And yeah, I just kind of, people kept commenting. So, yeah.
So then you started originally with the vape nah. And then how did that start? And then not, you know, I don't know. Was it a trend? I forgot.
I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I feel like, yeah, I kind of regret doing the vape nah thing. I'm going to be honest. I don't know. That was, I think I saw some other TikTokers doing it. And I thought it was kind of funny. I'm like, oh, that's like an interesting kind of draws you in like, oh, okay. Yeah. And so I think I did it with the pool cue video. I was like, oh, this would be funny. Like, and then acted like it was vague. And then that's the one that blew up. So I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I gotta keep this going now.
I'm and in so a corner.
And then the obvious comment is to say like, yo, play with an actual vape, like do vape. Yeah, it's a vape. Like I'm gonna play with it. But then I was thinking like, you know, not trying to like support vaping. I got all these like 12-year-old kids watching these videos. Mm-hmm. Also for like brands and stuff, like probably not the best to be having like talking about vaping and stuff. And so I just kept rolling either way. And then I did end up playing with a vape and it like the video totally tanked. I think TikTok like purposely tanked it. Mm-hmm. So either I guess it didn't really work out. And then I just kind of stopped doing it. I was like, ah, we'll let that rock. But yeah, that's kind of how it started, I guess.
All right.
That's awesome, man. I mean, that's what kind of drew me in when I first started like on TikTok. I saw it one time and you were just like coming in. You're like, vape? Nah. Our leaf blower. I was like, oh, okay. Like, this is kind of, this is interesting.
Yeah. But
so what has changed the most in your life? I asked this to our last guest. What has changed most in your life from the start of this to now at 1.2 million followers? You know, what has changed the most, you know, besides people asking you to come on your podcast? I mean, it must feel pretty cool. I mean, I can imagine if, you know, you have three guys around your head in this screen and, you know, knowing so a little bit about just at least your video content, you know, you're like, wow, you know, these guys know about me. Like, what is that like? Like, what's changed the most in your life now from zero followers to 1.2 million?
What's changed the most? Well, I got laid off from my job for having a TikTok and everything. So that's probably been like the biggest change. I used to work for a YouTube channel. Gotcha. And so that's kind of how I learned a little bit just about like social media and like how everything works. And so, then I started posting on TikTok, started posting on YouTube, started doing a little more. Started, you know, growing a little bit, and my boss wasn't too happy about that. Me putting all this time in something outside of work. And so he was kind of gave me an ultimatum, was like, hey, like you probably should stop doing this. And I was like, I'm not going to, I'm gonna keep going. So ended up getting laid off. So that's probably the biggest change is like, I'm going full send on the old content. But, that's been the biggest change for sure.
I mean, I'm sure you have fun doing it. I mean,
100%. I mean, yeah. I mean, like, obviously, like, it's the dream for sure. Like, to be able to like make golf videos and just like be on a course and play golf, you know, full time. That's freaking that's the dream, 100%.
Amen. Amen.
Unbelievable, man. I remember, like, you know, first starting out when you were like, Korn Ferry Tour contacted me and like you got the hat, and I see, you know, you got the little flag in the back now too. And you were like, PGA. Oh, yeah. And you're like, PGA contacted me. And I was like, Kentucky Derby contacted me. This is another sport. Where it was just like, how, you know, I'm sure like working, you know, a little bit more in the industry, but like, you know, how amazing is it that you have been able to kind of like make those contacts and definitely, you know, kind of increase, you know, your web presence and continue to be this big content creator.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I guess I wouldn't really say I'm like big by any means, but like, I don't know. It's kind of cool. If you had told me like a year ago when I was just, I don't know, like hitting some ping pong balls into like little solo cups that like I could potentially like be making money off of this, and like brands will be hitting me up and stuff and like sending me stuff and asking to do promotions, whatever. I'd be like, yeah, you're crazy. But, I mean, that's kind of, you just kind of, I don't know, you just keep it going, you know, some luck helps and having some like viral videos and, having people, I guess, mess with your content, that's, you know, helps out. But, it's crazy. I'm gonna be honest. Like it's cool. I would never have thought I would be even here, which I wouldn't even say I'm like necessarily where I want to be at this point, but like, even where I'm at now, like I kind of got to take a step back and be like, oh yeah, like this is kind of cool. Like this is, I'm living in a little bit of a dream world here at this point, but chill.
That's amazing, dude. Now, one of the things that we have done or that Tim has done himself, is some DIY shoes. And I know that is a big thing that you started doing. So besides DIY clubs, which I want to get into because I lost it like as a Lego kid growing up and you made a Lego club, like I absolutely lost it at that one. But for those, what was the best shoe that you think you were able, like really quick and easy, got the spikes right in there, worked out pretty well. And then what was the shoe when you like just got on the course, you were just like, nah, this ain't it.
Yeah. Well, I guess like the easiest shoes I did some Air Force Ones. I did some, those are the first ones I did. So I bought some Air Force Ones, and then used the golf kits or whatever. That's the brand. So I hit them up and I'm like, hey, like I got this idea to just you know, turn shoes into golf shoes. I was looking for a similar product. And obviously, you know, they are doing exactly what I was trying to do. So they sent me some stuff. And then I figured Air Force Ones would kind of be a cool shoe to do that with. Pretty OG, you know, just like all white, little low top action. They got thick soles in them too, which is key. So yeah, did those Air Force Ones. Those are super nice. I still wear those to this day. So those are super easy to do. Ones that were like, I mean, ones that just like don't make sense whatsoever that are like kind of stupid. I did water shoes as well. I bought these like water shoes at, I think like Ross or one of those like Marshalls or Gabe's or whatever one of those stores are.
We saw the Billy Horschel shade and we were all about it, by the
way. Oh, yeah.
Because we are not a Billy Horschel podcast. Yeah. We are not at all. We hate that he like screams at the fans and everything like that. So we're out.
Billy Horschel haters.
Oh, don't worry. We'll get into that in a second. When we start actually talking about like real golf and who your favorites and least favorites are, we did that. We've done that a couple times. We'll get there. You'll hear. Like I got a list. I've got a list.
But I like it. You got to be pretty polarizing as a podcast host. You got to have like a lot of guys that you hate and a lot of guys that you love. I like that. That's good.
Oh, yeah. We got our That's list, good. But don't worry. But I'm sorry, man. But I just wanted to interrupt because I love that.
No, no sweat. That's good. Yeah.
But go ahead for the
water shoes. Yeah, I mean, they just like made no sense. It was more of just like a joke. But yeah, I mean, the soles on those things are like super squishy and like kind of thin. And you can like feel the little threads from the golf kicks in them every time you walk. But it was kind of like a funny joke. I haven't actually played any golf in the water shoe ones, but they're chilling my car right now.
Hey, here's hoping you don't have to, man. I did love at the end when you were like part five, run across the fairway and you just went, king of the world, baby. Let's go. Like that. It's always my favorite part when you're doing the basically high knees across. Like, yeah. Like I'm back in like high school football practice. Like high knees. Let's do this.
Yeah. I run super awkward too. Like my legs, I still like, I'm 25 and I still really haven't like grown into my legs at this point. So I run real awkward. My back's like kind of straight. And then
How tall are you? You're tall. Right? What is it?
6'3".
Yeah. You look tall.
Like I'm like 90% legs too. So it's.
Well, it's not fair sometimes. God damn. Chunky 5'10" man over here. So don't worry. You won the lottery on that one. That's, right, that's all I got to say.
It's easier for you to buy pants. I can't find. I'll tell you what. I've been on the hunt for like the past 2 months to try and find golf pants in my size. Literally, there is no golf company that sells like 32, 34s.
I'm not surprised by that. Have you looked at like the jogger ones? But I also feel like the ones that Akshay Bhatia and those guys wear. But I feel like they come up so high too. Like those would just be weird.
I'm not a huge fan of the jogger. I bought a pair of these like travel pants at Marshall's one time. They're like Perry Ellis travel pants. They're like the same material as golf pants. So I snagged them. I'm like, oh, these will be nice. They're 32, 32s. I'm like, oh, how short can they really be? Like 32. I didn't even try them on. And yeah, I put them on there. They're like waders. They're like half. Yeah.
That's what I'm 5'10" and I've used to go 32, 32. I've shrunk now. I think I'm 32, 30.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'd look like an absolute bozo if I'm not rocking 32, 34.
You got to wear the Jordans with them. The Air Forces.
Oh, the Air Force Ones.
Because the Air Force Ones will rise up a little bit, maybe cover that.
Well, they are the low top Air Force Ones, though. I could get some like high top golf shoes.
Or you could just get some really high socks and just go full knickers and just say screw it. Like I'm just gonna be a Scottish dude. Like
I was playing the other day. It was like freezing out. And there was a guy at like 6 a.m. in like full blown, like old school garb, like rocking the full knickers, like the wool pants and like one of those like Bryson DeChambeau hats.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Sweater vest, everything.
That's insane.
He was terrible too. It was kind of sad. I feel like if you're going to be rocking all those clothes, like you probably should be. Probably should be decent, you know.
You gotta shoot under 90 if you're gonna do that.
Right.
If you're gonna
look like that, you know.
If you're gonna dress to the 9s, you gotta be able to break the 90s. That's all you gotta do.
you know, I'm not going to, hey, I'm not golf shaming anybody, score shaming, but you know, if you're going to be that flamboyant out on the course, I want to see some nice strikes, you know?
Especially because the older people that play, you're usually impressed by them, even though they can't hit it far. You're like, man, they hit it straight every time.
So true. Yeah. 150 yards right down the middle from the gold tees. It's just like, you already got like a 90 yard advantage on me, and now you're this close. Like, come on, man.
And it's this is gimme, ridiculous. It's a gimme 10 feet and in. So it's like a par every time.
Dude, those guys were playing like with freaking John Jacobs clubs back in the day. Like, you know what I mean? Like the ultra thin, like crazy from like the 60s and 70s. Like those guys have some crazy old clubs that, I mean, I would love to play with one time. I know I would not hit it at all.
Have you ever tried like playing with like those hickory clubs or like,
I've hit a hickory club before and I almost broke the shaft and I felt really, really bad. Like I almost cracked it and I was like, I can't do it anymore.
Bro, those are crazy. My father-in-law had like a set of those as well. And they were surprising. I played like a couple rounds, not rounds, but like a couple holes with those. They were pretty surprising. Like they actually like flex quite a bit and like, I don't know, they hold together. I mean, your room for error is literally like that. Like that's the entire iron right there, but they actually weren't that bad. I was kind of all about them.
That's no awesome, kidding. Man. I saw you put the regular grip on it and I was like, this man's going places right now.
Yeah. That one did pretty, the club regripping videos. People seem to like those.
Oh, how was that? How was the, it was flex seal, right?
Oh, with flex. I did do one with flex seal. Yeah. I did golf grips with flex seal. I think that video did pretty well, but those were kind of cool.
I saw it had those little like drip marks on the underside of it. I was like, that actually might help.
Yeah. I like those. I'll tell you what, man, I am a full blown flex seal advocate. Now I bought one can of flex seal and I have been just like covering everything in flex seal.
You heard it's it here first. Awesome.
We now need to get the owner of Flex Seal that does all the infomercials on here just so like Josh can go to him and be like, I saw this club in half.
Yeah. 100%. That would be like white whale of sponsors right there.
Imagine. I'll say Flex Seal. Like on
Titleist, get out of here. Flex Seal, you're in.
it's literally liquid rubber. Like it's awesome. I had never used Flex Seal up until then, and like, yeah, I'm all about it now.
Were you a little shocked that it didn't work on the actual golf ball?
I'll tell you what, I wasn't shocked. I definitely thought it was going to break. Right. I thought second there after I hit the last one, the last golf ball, I thought for a second that it held up, and I was like, no way. And then I looked at it, and it was like, Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like it did better than I thought it would, to be honest. But
I love those DIY clubs. The DIY clubs are almost getting to the par four level. Like the Lego one, the Flex Seal one. When you made the balls out of the rubber and you out of the rubber bands and you played the par four with it. And like,
oh yeah.
The first shot, great. Second shot, they all came undone.
Yeah.
What has been like your favorite DIY club and do you also have one where you're like, you know, I knew it wasn't going to work from the start and it just didn't.
Yeah. I'm trying to think my favorite DIY club. I think the funniest one that I did was like the Parmesan cheese DIY club.
Yep.
I was literally like, I was making it. I was just sitting there laughing. I'm like, oh my, like, what am I doing? Like, what, what has everything come through here that I'm like, I bought a block of Parmesan cheese at Costco and I'm now like cutting it up and like forming Parmesan. I had gloves on too, cause I didn't want my hands to smell like Parmesan cheese. I was just like, I was laughing the entire time I was making that. That was pretty fun. I'm trying to think what was like a terrible one. Aluminum foil kind of sucked. I couldn't really do anything with it. It was tough to like form and whatever. But all the other ones have been like kind of cool or like at least fun to make. Like the hot glue gun was fun to make. That was like pretty satisfying to make. You always like you always mess around with hot glue guns and like glue random stuff, but like being able to really go in and like just layer it on, like that was that.
I really like the 3D printer one too, because you did when you did the ball and the club, like just having like the that one was pretty cool. I know it didn't work the best, but like just being able to even see it, I was like, this is nice. I like this.
Yeah, that was fun. The 3D pens are awesome, man. Those things are cool. I'm hot on, I tell you what, man, I'm hot on 3D pens and friggin'
Flexi.
Hot on both.
And Flex Seal, baby.
What?
Yeah.
You're using Flex Seal on the house?
Makes the 3D pens, but they're also on my like top five sponsor list. So
that's awesome, man. That'd be hilarious. Oh my gosh. Goodness.
I just love like here is golf as we love golf. All four of us can agree. We love golf, but like your content and your style, I mean, you're such a likable guy and your content is so out of the ordinary from the normal golf TikTok where we see people shank it or we see people hit a, you know, rope a shot or something like that. But we go to your page and it's something just a little different. It's fun. You make it fun. I mean, you make it kid friendly for the SpongeBob, you know what I mean? And it's just, it's refreshing. And to go to your page and to see just a different side of golf that, you know, we normally wouldn't think we sign up for a tee time. We go there, you know, and we just hit our shots. We take our score and we go home and we have a great time. But just to go there and be like, oh, that would be cool. Let's play golf with a propane tank or something like that. Or, you know, now let's do, you know, you've upgraded your content. You've gone to different things, DIY and all that stuff. It's just, it's always a pleasure to see you pop up on my For You page. And I just hope you never stop. And I know we're not ending right now, but I just want to come in there and say, I am so happy that you're here.
Yeah. I appreciate that, my man. I mean, I'm definitely just like had a good, I guess kind of where the stuff outside of just like golfing comes out. I'm really not a good golfer. And my thought was like, nobody, like I love golf. I want to make golf content, but nobody wants to see me hit a shot. Like I'm not good enough to be like, oh yeah. Like people just want to watch me swing. And so, my thought starting out was just like, I got to do something that's a little bit more entertaining, a little bit more, you know, kind of draws the audience in, like stuff that you don't necessarily have to love golf to even just like watch the content. So I think that's kind of like where it comes in. It's like a lot of the people that watch the stuff that I'm making is like, are people that aren't necessarily like that into golf. They just maybe, you know, think it's funny to play golf with a propane tank or, you know, whatever it is. That's kind of my goal with it, is to, I guess, be entertaining and also like kind of bring in those people that maybe like wouldn't be introduced to golf, but now kind of get the chance to check it out a little bit and hopefully, you know, be a little interested in it and you know, start playing. That's the idea.
You found your niche, and it's admirable that you keep going and you keep improving it. And so keep it up. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, what are your goals? Like what's on the horizon, and like, how can like the average Joe, like just kind of, do you sell merchandise and stuff or?
Ooh, so I don't sell any merch. I mean, the goal, I guess, the goal is to like play golf, make golf content full time for a living. That's the goal. As far as like merch, yeah, I got some stuff potentially working on. I would love to start like a golf brand. I'm not necessarily a big, like, I don't know if I would ever buy people's like merch. Like, I don't know if I'd buy like,
right,
Chooch made some shirts that just said like Chooch on. I don't know. I don't know if I would go onto his shop and buy that. But
right.
I think people can get behind maybe more of like an actual brand if there's like, you know, maybe more of a storyline and stuff. And I think that's also something like I would want to wear or something along those lines. So that's kind of how I'm thinking with the whole like merch and like products, clothing type deal. But we'll see. To be determined. I'm still kind of figuring that out. But
no, that's awesome, man. That's great.
Yeah. So start selling your own clubs, your own DIY clubs, your own propane.
I mean, any of that kind of stuff. Yeah. I would love to like, I don't know, get creative with some products maybe. And yeah, do like a, I don't know, maybe Lego would want to.
Right. There you go.
Go clubs or something like that. But
I'd build it in a second. Oh my God. I loved Legos when I was a kid.
I feel like people be all over it.
I mean, for any box of SpongeBob balls, there should be your picture right on there. I'm sure their stocks have gone way up. Am I right?
I've tell you what, I don't know. I've tried hitting up. So they're Wilson balls, the ones that I'm using.
Interesting.
I've tried hitting up Wilson and asking to see if they do any, like, see if they still have the contract with SpongeBob or what that looks like. And I'm thinking, like, man, I could probably sell. Like, if somebody said, like, hey, here's the website, go get SpongeBob balls, or like, hey, these are going to be up on my, people would love that. They would be all over it. Because people ask me all the time, like, yo, where can I get these SpongeBob balls? Where can I get these? And I got to, like, send them to some random website to try and get them. So yeah, if I could make that easier for people, that'd be awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we just need we'll just need Kevin Streelman out there with all of his Wilson stuff, or Gary Woodland. Just Gary Woodland. In on Gary Woodland with the SpongeBob ball would be amazing. Wait,
maybe you make your own SpongeBob ball with Flex Seal.
Oh, okay. Flex Seal and my 3D pen.
Oh yeah.
Perfect. Now we're talking.
Oh my God. So many ideas right now. Just we're gonna make this is Josh just gonna make billions of dollars right now just off of Flex Seal, 3D pens, SpongeBob balls, everything. Unbelievable. So obviously as a golf podcast, we do like to talk a little bit about golf. So we would love to hear I kind of try and do my swing a little bit off of like John Daly and Dustin Johnson, just kind of grip it and rip it. Tim styles his off of Kyle Berkshire, even though the long drive guy, and Mike styles, I don't even know who you style yours off of. Probably Tiger. Mike does Tiger, because Mike is the biggest Tiger fanboy of all time, which we all are, but Mike takes the cake. Have you kind of ever just like looked at like, you know, one of your favorite players and just been like, maybe I'll try and swing like that?
Yeah, I was actually just talking about that today. My man, Tony Finau.
Wow.
I'm a pretty awkward dude. I'm gonna be honest. Like, I wouldn't say I'm the most like smooth guy out there.
I am so with you.
Long, I'm lanky. My arms, not really sure what to do with them sometimes. and I feel like Tony Finau is kind of that same way. He's got like the wonky ankles. He's like kind of all over the place. He's got like the double jointed knees.
The Masters trip.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where he almost broke his ankle.
Half just like out of nowhere. Honestly, I'm kind of with like, I feel like that kind of stuff could happen to me at any point. I'm just waiting for that to happen. My leg, my knee to just like pop out of the socket or something like that. but no, he's kind of got that like almost like three quarter swing that he does there, where it's like he never
unbelievable
full power. Like he's just quick, boom, like right to it. And I feel like that I could probably use a little bit of that. Cause when I get up top and things get dangerous when I get up here, I get my shoulder out, I get everything all over the place. So if I can kind of keep that like three quarter, just like nice and easy, smooth swing, that's kind of what I'm trying to model it after is my man, Tony Finau.
He's one of the longest hitters on tour and he takes a three quarter swing. Like if he ever did a full swing, he would outdrive Bryson by miles. Crazy.
Yeah. I've seen a few videos like actually giving it a full go. And he's hitting like 200 mile per hour ball speed or whatever, just like that. So
that's insane. I saw that one on, I forget what it was, but I think they did it on like a Golf Channel one time when he was playing. I think it was like the 3M Open or something like that. And he was in the lead and they had like a video of him like getting up to 200 mile an hour ball speed. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Like, yeah,
how is that possible?
He looks real awkward when he's doing everything, but like is an athletic dude. Like he can make it happen. Yeah,
spot on.
Yeah, so obviously Tim does have a golfer poll in a second. We'll get into that, but I do want to understand if I'll give you three things: favorite golfer right now on tour, favorite golfer all time.
Okay.
Least favorite golfer, either on tour now or all time.
Okay. Favorite golfer right now, I'd probably say my guy, Justin Thomas. I'm a Justin Thomas guy. I don't know necessarily just like because of his game. I kind of like him as a person. I feel like he's a pretty chill guy. I feel like somebody to like hang out with, like grab a beer with, whatever. Justin Thomas would be my guy. Favorite golfer of all time, LT Gray, my man Tiger, no doubt. I feel like you can't, I mean, we're probably all around the same age, but like when I first started watching golf, that was like prime Tiger. And it was just like every weekend, it was just like, this is kind of getting old. Like he just wins everything. So that was kind of, yeah, can't go wrong with Tiger. But I'm trying to think, least favorite golfer. Maybe Patrick Reed. I feel like he's a pretty hateable guy. He's pinned himself as the villain, just from, you know, all the like cheating stuff and like, it's just, he's always towing that line of like, is he an honest dude or is he just like out here trying to shice everybody? I mean, he's a good golfer, but like, I don't know. Just seems kind of like a weird guy.
He's the American Ian Poulter. That's honestly what he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually had, our guy on, Zach last week and he, goes to like the same, golf school as Patrick Reed did and he was like, apparently Patrick Reed is like the nicest dude in the world, like there. But yeah, he could be kind of, he's a little prickly. Okay,
and some of it might be like the media kind of like hyping him up as like
100%.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just feel like he's been in one too many like headlines.
I couldn't agree more.
So, where there's smoke, there's fire. Exactly. Right.
Kind of with that. Like
he doesn't admit to any of it either. Like he's asked about it and he just dismisses it like it never happened. And it's either you're either a psycho or you just obviously choose not to broach that. And
for sure,
it's happened way too many times. And it started in college. Like there were like articles written in college. Like it's like no one really cares about you in college. Yeah, you're a big deal now, but like if you're getting written about when you're in college, like even if you're a great player,
for sure.
Really make
all the guys from like UGA, don't they all like hate him?
Hate him.
Kisner and like all those other guys who are was Kisner a UGA guy?
Yep. He got booted off the UGA team, so that's why they all hate him. Like Kiz, Harris English, all those guys hate him. And then like he went to Augusta State, which is so like I don't even think the guys who went to Augusta State like him that much either. But I can see that, man. Yeah.
We're just hating on Patrick. I'm probably gonna like run into Patrick Reed one of these days and just be like, "Oh, you're
real." Yeah, right. If Patrick Reed listens to this, like one Patrick Reed, like tell us, please.
Yeah.
Two, if Patrick Reed listens to this, we're gonna have a lot more problems because we have talked copious amounts of Patrick Reed nonsense.
You need those polarizing takes though as a podcast.
You do.
Oh, for sure.
You need those polarizing golfers too, like Reed and DeChambeau is another one that like I have learned so much on the golf course. Like when I approach golf by Bryson, but like, do I root for Bryson to win? No, I root for Bryson to be at the top of leaderboards, but I don't really love seeing him win.
Yeah,
I'm kind of
a villain. You need a villain.
100%.
Yeah, there's so many guys I root for. Like Abraham Ancer, I root for every time he's out there. Charlie, we are the world's number one Charlie Hoffman podcast.
Okay.
So, you know, he looks like a thumb. He's sponsored by Waste Management. We love him. But then like you get to like the Ian Poulters, the Rory Sabatinis, like just, I don't like Matt Kuchar either. Just like jerks off the course. Yeah. I'm not a Kuch guy, man. Ever since he pulled that stuff in Mexico, dude, where he paid his caddy $5,000 when he won a million.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That was the big one. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, that's not good, dude. But yeah, so we definitely got our favorites but you know, I do think right now with Jordan coming back up and Bryson being as polarizing and divisive, but also as entertaining as he is, we're all good for golf right now. Justin Thomas out there talking shit to everyone hilariously, like just going up to Rory. Hate to see that putt miss. Hate to see it miss, but Rory winning. We didn't think that was going to happen.
Huge.
Dude, golf's in a great spot. As far as like popularity goes, golf's in a great spot. But yeah, I mean, and honestly, a lot of it's due to Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka and all those guys that are just like, you know, just smacking the ball around like 400 yards.
Exactly. Absolutely.
you know, we always got to give it up to the real number one of Tiger, but you know, who started off with Tiger in the field. Like, there will never be another Bryson in the field will never become a thing. You know, Justin Thomas in the versus the field will probably never become a thing. Like, Tiger versus the field was a thing, and Tiger was favored at bookies. Like, that is how insane it was back in the day.
Unreal. There's some, like, crazy stats. I feel like I always see TikToks of people just, like, whipping out wild stats on Tiger. Like they listed, like, the top, like, three guys, like, in, like, their scores in majors over their, like, you know, 10 to 15 years of whatever. And all of them are, like, plus 125, plus 126, plus 156. And it's like, oh, okay, that's super good. Like, over 10 years of majors, like all your rounds combined, that's right. Pretty decent. Tiger's like minus 125. Like the point spread is just like unreal. Like some of these stats, like I didn't even believe it at first. I had to like look it up. I'm like, holy cow. It really was just like unreal.
There's no one near him on the money list. And he won all of his tournaments. Most of his tournaments he won in the late 90s and early to mid 2000s. Where they didn't have anywhere near the purses that they have now. It's insane. Yeah. And no one's ever going to catch him on the money list. What is it? It's nuts.
Isn't he like 120 million from like,
it's something crazy. And Phil Mickelson is second and he's at like 70. You know what I mean? Like the discrepancy is it's nonsense.
Unreal. I feel like we maybe took that for granted in the heat of that, in the heat of Tiger Mania. We took that for granted.
Oh yeah, we're all Patriot fans because we're from New England, and like it's the same thing up here with Tom Brady. Like we just saw him win a goddamn Super Bowl in Tampa, and I was like, you know, better to love and lost than to never loved at all. But like I feel pretty bad right now.
Yeah. Oh, is Bill Belichick on the hot seat right now? That's the real question.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I almost feel like. When we tell someone who's, I'm guessing you're not a Patriots fan, Josh.
I'm not a Patriots fan. I'm a Steelers fan.
Oh, man. All right.
Okay. So you get it. Yeah. All
right. But I almost feel guilty saying I'm a Patriots fan to someone, like to someone from another region, not guilty, but like scared almost be like, oh God, there's these Patriots fans that are like either fair weather fans or something like that. You know, I almost feel guilty. Like I wish that we had more tribulations as a Patriots fan.
More losing.
We'll get there.
Yeah, I don't think anybody else is in your boat there. I think everybody else is like, oh yeah, I'd like to win every single year.
Right.
Oh man, yeah. We can all just be happy that we're not the New York Jets. So that's all that matters.
Love to hear that you're a baseball guy though, Josh. I'm definitely a baseball guy.
Yeah, I do like baseball. I'll tell you what, I haven't watched baseball in like forever though. I've definitely followed baseball a lot when I was like in college, just playing baseball. We were around all the time. But like since then, I've maybe watched like three baseball games since then.
It's tough.
I'm an Orioles fan.
An Orioles fan. I love it. Camden Yards, baby.
Camden Yards, yeah, that's a great state. I grew up like where I'm at in Lancaster is like technically a little bit closer to like Baltimore than it is to Philly. It's just like easier to get to Baltimore and it's cheaper to go to Orioles games. So I grew up going to Orioles games. Like my dad always took us to Camden Yards. We watched Cal Ripken play everything. So that's awesome. Kind of how I became, an Orioles fan. So that's just stuck.
I'll bring it back to golf. Josh, any hole in ones?
No hole in ones.
No hole in ones.
Nah, nothing. I gotta hit the green before I hit a hole in one.
Best answer.
Oh man. So Josh, before we let you go, man, and we're so happy that you came on and this was awesome. So Tim, huge golf on TikTok, he has kind of created this cool little following and he's created this thing called the golfer poll. So he just kind of asks, you know, his followers and everyone some cool questions. And it's just like, you know, deserted on an island, you have one club, you have a driving range, a putting green, it's just you're there for a year, what club are you taking? I took putter, they got mad at me, but besides that point. So Tim, I know you got one ready to go. Let's see if Josh can answer it correctly, or if Josh is like me and Mike and answer them incredibly incorrect.
Are there right answers to these questions?
No.
It's just whatever you deem is correct.
They're fantasy questions.
I got it. Brain.
They're absolute fantasy questions. So I'm sorry, guys. I got to ask this one to almost anyone who comes on the podcast. I'm so curious. So, you know, when you're playing around on a golf course, you know, you're playing around on the golf course and you're like, oh, I wonder, you know, I love this hole. I want this hole in my backyard, or I wonder what a pro would shoot here on this hole, you know, or whatever. If you could pick any hole in the world and have it as your backyard, all the sceneries around it, all the ambiances around it, you can put that hole in your backyard and you can play it over and over and over again. What hole are you picking?
That's a good question. I feel like my mind goes, the first thing that popped in my head was like 18 Pebble Beach.
Wow. That's amazing.
Is that everybody's answer?
No, it's not everyone's answer, but it's such a common answer. And I love it because it's a par five. Your mind went right to par five.
Yeah. I was thinking, what's the longest, like the most golf I can play in one hole?
Exactly.
Everyone answers Pebble Beach. There's always a Pebble Beach. Like, I know, Timmy, you said what? Seven or not seven, six, right?
No, Mike said six.
Mike said six. Yep.
But Pebble. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I have one completely random. I do 18 at Harbortown. I've lived down in Hilton Head before. Just moved back. But par four, right down, biggest fairway in golf. Lighthouse in the background. Oh. Yep. Biggest fairway on the PGA Tour. One of the smallest greens on the PGA Tour, but that doesn't matter. Got the lighthouse in the back. Amazing scenery. That one's mine, but 18 at Pebble Beach is an unbelievable answer.
Yeah. If you go with a par three or like a shorter par four, you know, then you're kind of limiting yourself. If you're playing this over and over again, like you're limiting yourself, like how many shots you can hit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can make a par five into a par three or a par
four. Just go 150 yards out. Boom. You got yourself a par three.
Exactly. Dang.
And you got the water. Is the water included in that? Or how does that work?
Oh, yeah. Everything's included. Everything's included.
Okay. The full experience. You can't go outside of that one hole.
Right. The beautiful apartments the beautiful hotel rooms on the side, though you can't go in them. Like all just the entire scenery.
Love that. That's a good question. That is a really good question. I like that.
Yeah, thanks.
Timmy, you got another one dialed up? You got another one dialed up, Tim, or was that it?
I know you want to ask. Oh, you're not going to ask the one you asked last week?
Yo, what do you got, man?
Which one? Which one do you want to hear?
The TW one.
Oh, okay. All right. So would you rather play 18 holes with Phil Mickelson, or would you rather play one hole with Tiger Woods?
One hole with Tiger Woods.
Thank you.
Easy answer, right?
Lefty.
I mean, sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Brandon.
No. Go ahead, Josh. I 18,
want to hear with
your 18
with JT. 18 with JT or one with Tiger.
18. I'd probably still go one hole with Tiger Woods. My thought is like, if you're playing a hole with Tiger Woods, you know, obviously you're filming that. That's auto viral content. Like, no question.
TikToks.
No question. That's kind of a make it or break it moment there. You gotta take up.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah.
So. You'd never be able to live with yourself. Never be able, if you had the opportunity to play one hole with Tiger Woods and you said, no, I'm going to play 18 holes with anyone else.
For sure.
You're going to be kicking yourself.
Would your answer be the same if, like, Tiger said, no, you can't. You have to leave your phone at home, or you have to leave every camera at home. You are Tiger or JT, 18.
I probably still go Tiger. And then when I got home, I would just film an entire podcast talking about the experience.
That's unbelievable.
What if I said 18? What if I said,
what would you guys
snuck a camera? You would have snuck a camera in your bag somewhere.
Yeah, I would have had one of those like little chess cameras.
It would have been on the SpongeBob ball. Let's all be real. It would have been on the SpongeBob ball.
A little those FPV drones or whatever flying over me. What would you guys go? You go Tiger?
Oh, Tiger. 100%. I'm a lefty. I love Phil Mickelson. When I was a kid at Harbortown, for the Heritage. I used to follow around Phil Mickelson every time he played there. Uh-huh. I am going Tiger Woods no matter what.
You can't turn down LT Gray. Yeah.
No.
Now you could even say you play 18 holes with Phil Mickelson at Augusta National, and I think I would still play one hole with Tiger Woods at my local Muni.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It's
Tiger trumps all.
He has that pull. He has that I don't know, something about him. He's a god, not a god. I mean, I hate to put him as a godlike status, but like even the players, the normal players, like the Webb Simpsons, like the Tony Finaus, the normal, great golfers, they just know that Tiger is like just a different human being. He's another level, obviously.
Is Tiger Woods more popular than the actual game of golf?
Ooh,
that's a hot take right there.
Yeah, definitely.
You guys can flip this. Use this one for your.
Love that.
I would say game of golf, no. I would say PGA Tour, yes.
Well, I mean, think of all the news channels he's on that have nothing to do with sports. He's on CNN. That's true. He's on
Fox News. Like what?
Entertainment Tonight. He's on TMZ. He's on all that.
Bro. Stuff. I don't know. I mean,
for Christ's sakes,
like there's probably more people that know about golf than Tiger Woods, but I'd say it's close. Yeah.
Is there like a line, Timmy, like where, all right, you can play 18 with Tom Watson at St. Andrews or one hole with Tiger Woods on number one at Fairlawn in Lincoln, Rhode Island? Like, is there a line where like, all right, I'm fucking Tiger. I'm getting rid of Tiger. I'm just going with the other option just because it's so good.
I don't think it is. Tiger's in the mix. I'm going Tiger 10 times out of 10.
Yeah. What if you're including like Arnie Palmer in there or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, I think that holds some weight, or like, Jack Nicklaus or something like that.
Yeah.
I'd still go Tiger. It's just like,
if you put all of them in their primes, like just put all of them in their primes. It's no contest. Yeah. No contest. Mid 2000s, Tiger Woods is the greatest golfer that has ever graced the face. Early to mid 2000s, Tiger Woods, greatest golfer to ever play.
And I honestly, I don't know if anybody will even get close. I think during that time, like he was so far ahead of the game, mm-hmm. and like beat so many people. I don't know if anybody else, like any one person, will ever be that far ahead of the game moving forward. What I'm saying?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That makes sense.
Yep.
You guys can clip that one as well. There it is.
Think about it. You got all these guys. He took care of the old guard. He took care of like the Marco Mirrors, all those. Colin Montgomery's out. Sergio Garcia comes up. No. Phil Mickelson comes up. No. Rory Sabatini tried to talk shit to Tiger. Get out of here, Rory Sabatini, you big old jerk. Lee Westwood comes up. Best English amateur golfer ever, comes up. Boom. Nope. Like Tiger dusted everyone. Everyone.
Sure. Yeah, it wasn't even close. Even like Rory McIlroy, like maybe got kind of close, but like not even.
Completely agree, man.
But we're always looking for that next Tiger. That's why when Jordan Spieth wins three majors in his first 3 years of professional golf, we're like, all right, here's the next one. But you're right. We're never going to have – that's a great way to put it, Josh. We're never going to have that someone who is that – well, we don't know, but – that is very unlikely we'll see someone who's that far ahead of everyone else in the game.
Everybody else. Yeah. Just because, like, I feel like there's more people getting into golf. Obviously, people are getting better at golf. Equipment's getting better. Like, there's just more coaches. There's more whatever. I just don't see anybody, like, advancing so far ahead of, like, the rest. I don't know.
Totally agree, yeah. It'll be cool if someone does in our lifetime. That would be sweet if someone emerged. But it is kind of crazy because, 10 years went by where Tiger was silent. Like, not 10 years, but 5, 6, 7 years went by where Tiger was just pretty silent. And he obviously reemerged and just he's still being talked about. Like, is he ever going to win another major? Like, it's still going on.
My God, we could talk about Tiger all day.
Literally, hey, Josh, that would go on for another hour.
So, Josh, this weekend, us three and a whole group are going to Mike's bachelor party. We're playing golf in New Hampshire 4 days or 3 days, whatever we're doing. And yeah.
Josh, can you hear us? Josh?
Oh, is he frozen?
Yeah, I thought he was frozen, yeah.
Oh.
I think he is frozen.
Mm. Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, there, oh, there we go. We're back. Okay.
Awesome. Sorry, keep going.
Yeah, where did he leave off?
So it's Mike's bachelor party this weekend. Us three and a bunch more going to New Hampshire playing golf. Two-man scramble a couple of days. One day is going to be just own ball. And I don't know. It's going to be fun. Would love to hear your prediction on to who is going to be the victor. Would love to get a first take, knowing nothing about it. Would love to see.
I feel like Mike silently is just like lethal in golf. Am I wrong?
Nope.
No?
Mentally major. Nope,
you were not wrong.
No. No, I'm not good. None of us are good.
Also, it's his bachelor.
Like 11 handicap. So like, right. Appreciate that.
Then he's probably going to have a few more drinks than everybody else. He's going to be feeling relaxed. I think that bodes well for him to shoot well that weekend, you know?
Absolutely love it.
I honestly feel good. Like I've been watching a lot of golf. I just bought a new little house in Rumford, a little East Providence, Rhode Island, and we have like a 100-yard strip of grass in our backyard that backs up to like woods, so we can pretty much take a 56, full 56, and hope for the best. But just been chipping a lot and watching a lot of golf, and I mean, it's just all up here. I mean, it's all in your head. And if you can think good thoughts and just move on from one to the next and try and simplify the game and think positively, I don't know. I'm going in with a positive mindset. It is my bachelor party, and I appreciate the well wishes, Josh. We will let everybody know next week what the outcome is, but we're pumped.
Yeah. I mean, let me know, but yeah, I got my money's on Michael. Are you guys going to actually like bet and stuff?
I want to do some kind of prize system. So yeah, I think we got like hopefully 8 guys Friday, maybe 12 guys Saturday. So some good groups of two. And I think Timmy made it clear we can't have us three on the same squad. So let's get ourselves partnered up and roll, baby.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, like if I'm throwing my theoretical money in on Mike, if you end up winning some prize, I'll take a cut of that.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Gosh, if you're ever in New England, please.
For real.
We'd love to play.
100%. What, where exactly are you guys at?
Right. We are
Providence, Rhode Island.
Southeastern Mass.
Mm-hmm. Oh no. Okay. I've been to Newport, Rhode Island.
Newport, Rhode Island. That's 45 minutes away. That's easy.
Ooh. Newport's awesome.
Hell of a spot.
Oh yeah. Awesome. So much fun.
You guys ever play at Newport Country Club?
No.
Home of the first US Newport. Open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Tiger played there when he was like 13, didn't he, or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. It was amateur. Yeah. The junior amateur or something like that. Wait, yeah. Have you played there?
I've never played there. No, I've driven past. My wife, her friend, her like mom lives there. So we went and visited like last summer. And yeah. Awesome. That's an awesome place. Yeah. We ate a lot of lobster rolls. Huge lobster roll gang.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
A beautiful, beautiful part of the United States.
It is. The ocean around here is spectacular when it's warm enough to dip your toe in it. It's freaking not.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for coming on.
I appreciate you guys having me on. This has been a good time.
Thanks, man.
Absolutely. Thank you, Josh.